New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Streamline your New Mexico property records search. A dedicated online portal allows users to search New Mexico property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NM can leverage this tool to efficiently conduct title research, verify ownership, and review lien or permit histories for their clients. Access comprehensive property data for your next transaction at hts.newmexico.propertychecker.com/. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Roosevelt County Assessor Office in Portales offers property record services. The Roosevelt County Assessor's Office is located at 09 W 1st Street, Lobby Box 2, Portales NM 8813, reachable at XXXXXXXX or XXXXXXXX. Accurate property assessments and accessible assessor records are essential for real estate professionals conducting valuations, transactions, and due diligence in Roosevelt County. Contact the office or visit www.rooseveltcounty.com/assessor/ for property assessment information. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Albuquerque commission rate holds at 5.82%, 2026 survey results. According to a February 2026 survey by name of actual surveying organization, if credible, the average real estate commission rate reported by agents in Albuquerque was approximately 5.82%. Commission rates vary by transaction and are negotiable. This figure represents self-reported data and should be used as a rough reference only, with analysis of how Albuquerque commissions work and ways to reduce realtor fees. NM real estate professionals can benchmark their own commission structures against this verified local average and identify competitive positioning opportunities. Review the full Albuquerque commission breakdown at hts://listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/New-Mexico-Albuquerque/. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. NM Realtor Commission Fees Edge Above National Average 2026 Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in New Mexico is 5.82%. Local real estate professionals should understand how their commission structure compares to help set competitive yet profitable rates. Review the full survey data at listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/New-Mexico/. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Santa Fe Building Division streamlines permitting for new construction. The City of Santa Fe's Building Permit Division reviews and issues permits for new construction projects within the city limits. Real estate professionals in NM need to understand Santa Fe's permitting process to accurately advise clients on construction timelines and requirements for development deals. Review permit requirements at https://santafenm.gov/land-use/building-permits before listing properties or advising clients on new construction projects. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM State Assessed E-File Portal opens for tax year 2026 filings. The State Assessed E-File SAF Portal is now open for tax year 2026, requiring state assessed filers to electronically submit property tax returns by the last day of February. Real estate professionals working with commercial and industrial properties in NM need to track these deadlines to advise clients on state assessed property compliance. Direct clients with state assessed holdings to tpa.tax.newmexico.gov/businesses/state-assessed-property-bureau-overview for filing requirements. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Sandoval County rolls out online property and tax record search tools. Sandoval County now offers online access to assessor property records, treasurer property tax searches, and electronic tax bill signup. Real estate professionals in NM can quickly verify ownership, tax status, and assessment details for Sandoval County properties without phone calls or office visits. Bookmark the portal for faster due diligence. https://www.sandovalcountynm.gov/sandoval-search/search-property-records/. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM Real Estate Commission, your licensing and standards resource. The NM Real Estate Commission safeguards public interest by licensing brokers, enforcing laws, and promoting standards in real estate. NM real estate professionals rely on this commission for valid licensing and regulatory compliance that protects their practice. Verify your license status and stay current on commission requirements at the link below. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. 2025 Update. What NM Realtors Should Know About Average Commission Rates. a new breakdown reveals what sellers currently pay in real estate commission across New Mexico and where savings opportunities exist. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps NM real estate professionals competitively position their services and communicate value to seller clients. Review the full 2025 commission data at realestate.com/average-real-estate-commission in New Mexico to inform your pricing conversations. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM Real Estate Commissions, what pros need to know about 5-6% average rates. A new breakdown explains how New Mexico's typical 5-6% real estate commissions work, how they're split, and whether agents and brokers can negotiate them. Understanding commission structures and negotiability helps NM real estate professionals set competitive expectations and communicate value to clients. Review the full commission breakdown at howzio.com/blog, real estate commissions in New Mexico / New Mexico real estate updates. Gallup NM building permit applications and forms, now available online. The City of Gallup provides online access to building permit applications and related forms. Real estate professionals in NM need accurate permit documentation to guide clients through construction, renovation, and property development timelines in Gallup. Review current permit requirements and download forms at the source URL before your next project. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Gallup NM Building Permit Resources, now available online for real estate pros. The City of Gallup has published building permit information on its official government website. Real estate professionals in NM need current permit data to advise clients on construction timelines, zoning compliance, and property development feasibility in the Gallup market. Bookmark /gallupnm.gov/779/building-permits to quickly access permit requirements when working with buyers, sellers, or developers in McKinley County. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks, the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25-30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NM jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NM jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.